It's 544 at 90.1 WABE, streaming live at WABE.org. This is All Things Considered. Glad to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Emory University Hospital in Atlanta is now the focus of worldwide attention now that the hospital is receiving two patients who are suffering from the Ebola virus. They are being flown from Liberia, expected sometime next week. WABE's Jim Burris was in Liberia this spring, and he was at today's press conference at Emory University Hospital, where doctors explained how these patients will be treated and what can be done for them. Jim joins us now. Jim, first of all, how did the conversation get started to have Emory University Hospital be the center for treatment for these two patients?
We were told today that Emory was actually contacted by Samaritan's Purse, which is an aid organization sponsoring the missionary and the physician there, and asked if Emory would just take one of the patients. The press conference was about 3 o'clock this afternoon. They learned at 2:30, actually, that they were going to receive both patients, not just the one.
Yeah, for a while we heard that there was going to be one, and just a half hour before the press conference, find out there were both.
And the names, Nancy Wrightbull is the missionary, and Dr. Kent Brantley, the physician, working in Liberia.
Now, the reason, presumably, that they're coming here is that their conditions have deteriorated. Obviously, the facility in Liberia may not be able to do for them what Emory can, but what can Emory do that other places here couldn't do for them?
Right. So there are actually four hospitals or areas set up in the nation that could handle patients in this type of situation. Emory has a containment unit specially built for this purpose. We're told it was built about 12 years ago, and it's only been used maybe 3, 4, 5 times in its entirety. And it's been used for something like SARS. They treated a patient most recently there with that. So they have the facility in place. They also have trained professionals, protocols set up. And one of the physicians who was talking today at the press conference said, really, if we can get the person here, get them stabilized, then these people have a much higher chance of survival just because of the opportunities that are not available in Liberia when it comes to medical care.
We have a specially designed unit, which is highly contained. We have highly trained personnel who know how to safely enter the room of a patient who requires this form of isolation. We have control over everything coming out of the unit so that everything is made non-infectious before any materials come out. And then on top of that, all of the items which are disposable go into our regulated waste stream the same way any patient in isolation would have in this facility.
Now that was Dr. Bruce Ribner of Emory University Hospital. Jim, what does this unit look like? Does it really look any different on the inside from an average hospital room?
It doesn't. They would actually say a lot about what the unit was like. Just within the past 3 minutes, we received a picture from Emory University, and I'm looking at it here. And really, Dennis, it looks like a standard type of hospital room. You know, there are monitoring equipment around it. There is a tray table. It looks like a standard type of hospital bed, a 3-drawer dresser. At least that's what we can see. I think it's more important what we can't see.
Yeah, it sounds as if it's the protection systems and the external ceiling, if you will, that's really different from a hospital room rather than what's inside it.
And even though this unit is built to contain type of airborne infectious diseases, it's important to note that Ebola is not that. So we don't have this containment issue that we might with, say, a SARS.
So how will these patients be treated? Exactly what will the physicians do to treat them?
The thing about Ebola is there is no cure. There is no vaccine. All the doctors can do is keep the patients as able and healthy as possible. So really, that's what Emory physicians are going to focus on.
We depend on the body's defenses to control the virus. We just have to keep the patient alive long enough in order for the body to control this infection.
So it's stabilization, lots of care, lots of support, really, and counting on the patient's own body to do the rest of the work.
Absolutely.
So then how, one of the big questions, of course, is making sure that there isn't any how would you say, breach in security procedures, if you will? So, for instance, bodily fluids are the way this is transmitted. How do we make sure that those are secure once the patient emits those? Not to get too gross about
it. Sure, no, absolutely. So anything like an instrument will be autoclaved, we're told. So it will be, the virus will be killed before it exits that room. Waste, though, is going to be disposed of right down the toilet, we're told. So just the same way that it would for any other infectious disease patient at the hospital. And, you know, our waste treatment facilities are instantly able to carry that and to
take care of it. Yeah. WABE's Jim Burris. Jim, thanks so much. And, of course, we will continue to follow this. And there's a lot more on our website, wabe.org.